anyone who needs to make a quick call on the W1DX repeater, please go ahead and do so now. I will start the net in approximately 1 minute. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is November Kilo, 1 Victor. My name is Steve and I am located in Coventry, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those who do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on rotating bases. This net is intended to provide an informational operating environment for new operators as well as experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to, 1, provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio, 2, also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset, please. The TIPS net is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are 3 sections to the TIPS net. First, the open net with a round of questions and comments. 2, second, a section for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those who wish to swap, sell, or are looking for amateur radio related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time as you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically along with your name and location if you have any comment or questions. Let me reset the computer. And taking check-ins. This is Steve, NK1B, your net control station for the evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
This is Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave and Preston, no questions at this time. Good evening, Steve.
Is it? Kilo Charlie 1, Tango, Whiskey, Romeo, Tim, Stratum, no questions at this time.
Okay, this is NK1V. I have the following stations, Kilo 1, Delta, Charlie, Tango, Dave, and KC1TWR Tim. Are there any further stations? Check in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Alright, sounds like it'll be a slow night to start, but sometimes they come piling in. Neither of you have any immediate questions. I have one question, I guess. It's not really a topic, it's just a question, something I'm experimenting with, of course. We'll have time for that. Done a lot with loading coils and that kind of effect. I'm just starting to get that. I read some stuff up on capacitance hats, mainly for vertical I'm working with. What I've read, there's potential for some noticeable improvement, and it would be something in a portable setup that would be set up and taken down, so it wouldn't necessarily be anything that needed any wind strength or anything to that effect. So we'll start with a round of comments in general, and if anybody has a comment on, has played around with anything like that, capacitance hat or anything, or has any other thing that has sprung into their mind, we will start with Dave. K1DCT, good evening, Dave.
Hi, well, good evening, Steve. This is K1DCT, and I can say I have zero experience with a capacity hat. I know, yes, you do see them a lot on vertical antennas to obviously it'll offset some of the inductive stuff, but I have never really done anything with them, so I don't have a lot to offer. I do know that capacitance obviously changes the resonant frequency, and I can tell you a little experience, since I don't have anything really to offer. I'll tell you a story. When I was doing some two-way radio work, there were some vehicles that were taken into electrical substations, so they didn't want antennas, you know, verticals flopping around. So they had these coil antennas, and it had a little plastic cover that went over the top of it. It had a, to adjust it, there was a little sliding bar, and it seemed like every time you tune this antenna to get it just right, you know, you had to take the plastic hat off. As soon as you put the hat back on, it made it terrible. So the secret was, you adjusted it for the absolute worst reflected, or, SWR, with the hat off, or the cover off, I should say. And then you put the cover on, it always worked great. So that was a good experiment with, that was creating some capacitance. So it definitely has an effect. I can tell you that much about my little knowledge. Back to net control, K1DCT.
All right, Dave. Good, yeah, that's pretty much as where I am now, is read a little bit here and there and looked at a few things, and there's not a lot of math or formulas on it without getting too in-depth. And trial and error is often the, seems to be the best method. And, that don't work, try something else. Tim, KC1, TWR, any comments for this evening on something new or on capacitance hats or winter hats or anything?
Well, let's see now. Capacitance hats, no, I've heard about them, seen a couple of articles about them, but I don't think anything more than what Dave said. Matter of fact, I know a great deal less than what Dave said. As far as tweed hats or baseball caps, I've had a few, and still have a couple kicking around. But that's about it, and I guess we're supposed to be getting to that time of the year when we can put hats on. I'm wondering if with field day, winter field day coming up, I'm wondering with all this COVID-19 if something might be made of winter field day up here in Connecticut. I don't think a lot of people participate in it, pretty in the past, but maybe coming up they will. It might be a little bit more interesting. Also, it depends on if they're going to do like they did for the summer field day. They're going to allow the single stations to be able to count points talking to each other. So that would be kind of nifty. And let's see now. Not a great deal more. One other side comment. About once every other month or so, I have a few older radios and tuners and whatnot kicking around. And about every other month, I take all the dials and move them back and forth, even set in a different position. Just to make sure that nothing's going to slowly grow and corrode, you know, in one spot and cause me grief later on. Just wondering if anybody else did that or if anybody had any opinions on that. And that's about all I've got for this round. Back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. NK1B here. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, TIPSnet. Yeah, that is actually a good point on the knob turning. I was one of my second potential topics that I was going to bring up is, I know last month was, or actually the end of this month was a preparative month, and we've had a lot of discussions about that, and winter field day, you know, winter type of changing of the seasons, as you would say. I was curious as to what others did, like, for general maintenance, you know, like connection cleaning and disassembly of the wheel. Who, does anybody disassemble any connections or do any of that kind of stuff? So that was like a secondary topic, which I guess we can roll with also. But yeah, I never even thought of that. That's actually a very valid point, especially on older radios. It's important to run those, any of those kind of knobs all the way up and all the way down, obviously with it off, and just to clear everything out. Good point. I will now do another call-up for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Are there any others wishing to join at this point? Another station? Nothing heard. So makes a small net. I don't know if everybody's still recovering from last night's debate or or what. But, yeah, that's a good topic about preparing for just these, like, any kind of, like, I was thinking I should probably check all my newly installed towers. I was thinking maybe every 6 months I should dig up the grounds and, you know, kind of the big spider out there for the, you know, safety ground. You know, dig them up and inspect the connections and so on, especially with the dry weather we've been having. And also I was, you know, wondering, you know, I was using them down underneath playing with connections, just switching things around and stuff like that. But obviously I'm not going to be climbing a tower just to clean connections. I was very careful to try to do all those. But just interesting, curious on what people do. And yeah, winter field, I definitely prefer winter over summer. I don't appreciate really bitter cold and wind. I'm not getting involved in that. But a nice brisk winter day is a little more pleasurable to me for radio operating than, you know, hot, humid, buggy afternoon. So, Dave, K1DCT, any comments on the general maintenance, preparing for season change, or winter field day, or anything else?
All right, well, yeah, I don't know, a lot of things. Let's see, I did poke around here on the interweb. Obviously, the capacitive loading top hat, as it's called here, electrically lengthens the antenna element, so, you know, you can save a little vertical space, I guess. So that's all I really have to add on that. And as far as maintenance, I don't know, I mean, even after the length of time I've been in this hobby, I don't have a tremendous amount of stuff, at least I don't think so. And as far as, like, my tuner for my inverted D, that gets moved around enough that it seems to be okay. Every time I go to use it, it comes back because I've got a little chart to where it'll find its happy spot on particular bands or thereabouts. So I seem to find that it dials back in. But, you know, occasionally I will check my grounds here, check the tightness of everything. And another little story, because I'm full of stories. I had a rig one time that I was a bit inactive for a while, and I had a rig down here, and I would come down, turn it on occasionally, and you wouldn't hear anything. You would have to hit the transmit button a couple times to get that relay to cycle, because the contacts were dirty. And once you cycle that a couple times, then you'd hear stations. So, you know, it pays to operate all this stuff. It's not, no different than a motor vehicle. You know, you might have a motor vehicle that you cherish for some reason, and you don't use it, you put it in the garage, you think, oh, it's good forever, but in the meantime, the gas is going bad, the belts are rotting, etc. And then the one day you decide, I'm going to fire that up and go for a ride, and things come apart. So it pays to use all this stuff. I look at it and say, if you're not going to use it, then just move it on. So, and speaking of maintenance and so forth, if you hear a little squeak or a whine out of my signal, I know about it. Something's going on with this rig. There's one on the way. HRO didn't have one in their New Hampshire office, store. So one's coming from Phoenix. So yeah, hopefully it'll bring some warm weather with it at the same time. So that's, you know, all this stuff needs to get used, and this rig was in the vehicle and seldom used. I listened, but seldom transmitted, so who knows how long this little whine has been in there, and I have enough things to whine about. So back to net, K1DCT.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, that's good advice on the running things. I don't think I have, I mean, I have probably more equipment than I should have, but I try to, when I, my mind changes and I want to do something a little bit different, and I realize I'm not going to be using something for a long time, and that's one thing about nice about ham radio. Most of the equipment, if well taken care of, holds its value relatively well. It's not, there's not a big loss if you buy an exchange rod. I have on a couple of occasions sold a particular rig and at one price and then purchased another one a couple months later at slightly more, and not the same one, of course, but another one. But I guess it's part of the hobby. Tim, KEC1TWR, any further comments?
Comments. Hard to come by in my mind today. Today was a rather busy day, both telephone-wise and email-wise. Some plans not going according to plan. It's a little bit difficult, but it is one of those days. Tomorrow is scarlet said and gone by the wind. Tomorrow is another day. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm very disappointed we didn't get the rain today that they promised, or didn't promise, but they predicted, rather. And that we're supposed to get about 2 inches or better, and I think we're hard-pressed to say we got a full 0.2 of an inch. So that did not help very much, but I'm glad we got at least something. And I don't think there's much rain in the forecast going forward, so I'm wondering what that means for the winter, and whether it'll average out because we'll get a whole bunch of snow, or maybe we won't. We shall see. But I think I'm going to make plans for winter field day and see what I can do with that, even if it means sitting in my car somewhere at a high elevation with a antenna running through. But we shall see what happens with that. Let's see. Oh, I should mention the Scrams meeting last night. They have one scheduled for tomorrow night. We did a test session last night with a couple of those members, and tomorrow they're going to try and have their monthly meeting on Zoom. So I'm hoping that we're going to have success with that. It should be interesting. I've used Zoom for other things, but we shall see. Getting back to equipment and making sure that it works and so forth, we have an older gentleman here who has two Cadillacs. They're probably, I think, late 90s. 1990s Cadillacs, and he would park one and use the other one for a week, and then he'd switch the parking spot and use the other one for a week, and that would work out. Let me reset. Okay, and he, as he got older, he stopped doing that, and he started just staying with one car and not touching the other, and after about a few months, he needed to move it. Tires were half flat, the battery wouldn't start the car. So, you know, if he had been using it, I think it would have been much more better. So, I agree with both of you as far as using the equipment a little bit every now and then to make sure it's still working, make sure that everything is fluid and able to spin around. I can remember getting some old radios when I was a kid, and they've been not used for a long time, and no matter what I did with the dial, you could hear it scratching, you could hear sound very good trying to turn the dial on the old radios there. And with that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right, thank you, Tim. Let me see, let's do another call-up, take another shot, see if anybody's out there, any stations out there wishing to join the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet, please come with your call sign now.
Here is Kilo Zero, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton, no problem.
questions.
All right, I've got Kilo Zero, Julia Echo Bravo. Josh, good evening. Why don't we give you instant service, and then we'll go through one more round and see if anybody else checks in. I don't know if you've been listening. We talked a little bit about capacitive hats, general maintenance of not letting equipment become too dormant, things like, you know, just turning knobs and adjustments and such and such. And we also touched on a little bit on winter field day, thoughts on that. So if you have any thoughts on any of that stuff or something new you'd like to bring to the table, please go ahead, Josh.
Zero JB here. Let's see. Winter field day is usually a fun time. I did winter field day last year. Made quite a few contacts, I believe. Don't remember how many off the top of my head, but I did have fun. I didn't go anywhere special. I just operated here out of the house. Antennas with a capacitance hat. I don't really care for them. I like the old school wire antennas, and I don't really mess around with the capacitance stuff much. Probably because I don't understand all the math involved. maybe that is something I should look into down the road if I decide to get ambitious and add another antenna to my pile of parts. Other than that, I didn't hear most of the net, so I'm not sure what everybody else was mentioning. So that's about it. Back to net, K0JB.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, that's kind of my method. I don't get indulged too deep in math. I try to steal as much measurements off the internet and books and whatever I can find, and then put something together and shake it out and see what happens. I do have the benefit of having a decent antenna analyzer, so that takes some of the frustration out of the guesswork. November Kilo 1 Victor here with the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club. We're going to go down one more time for final comments, I would think, unless any. Is there any other station that would like to check in? All right, Dave, K1DCT. Any comments? Will probably be our last round because we don't seem to have a big turnout today.
All right, I'll let the wine get over, at least hopefully. I did not comment about Winter Field Day. I have not done Winter Field Day. I'm not a big fan of winter, but if we get some decent weather, I could do the same thing I do during regular field day, which is I got my whole set up and I sit in my car and operate a little QRPCW. So we'll see when that comes along. I like to poke around, try some different stuff. So I can sympathize with Tim's neighbor there with the car. We have a classic car here, and we need to get it out and let it do its thing and put it through its paces, because otherwise, you decide that one Sunday afternoon I'm going to go do something, and it turns into a project. So, I have enough projects around here, at least I think so. That's how that goes. If you got stuff, you got to use it. Say, you know what? It's no different than your body. You don't use your body to do stuff, and then you decide someday you're going to. It's not there. It's not what you expect. So, like everything, get it out there, use it. Don't put it on the shelf or stick it in the garage or anywhere else. Back today, I was doing a little cleaning, a little domestic chores inside the house, and my 1940s AM and shortwave radio console that I have, going around that, I thought, I haven't turned that on in a while, so that's something I'm going to have to do this week, is get that turned on, because like Tim said, you know, everything will be a little scratchy for a while. You got to work it back and forth and spray a little stuff in there. So use it or lose it. Back to net, K1DCT.
Yes, Dave, all very good, especially part about my own body. I think I may be using it a little bit too much right now. I just need to find a happy medium. And I'm wearing it out quicker, kind of like getting in the old car and spinning the tires all night long. KC1, TWR, Tim, any further comments on any of that, or keeping everything working, and anything else we got going on this evening?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really have a lot more to say. Been looking at my various radios and everything else and trying to decide how to build a little shelf to hold some of them. I need a place to put all my HDs. Right now they're on top of my dresser and it's just a mess up there. Plus the fact that I want to set up a little hand station here so that I can get to my 2-meter radio and CB radio a little bit better and give that a try. But either building or making or buying some shelving, just don't have enough flat real estate for everything. But as far as the shelf on the wall, I have one wall I can't really, or I would prefer not to put a shelf because it's sheetrock over one, you know, little lathing strips, and then behind that is a cement wall, fire barrier between my unit and the unit next door. And I know I can drill into the cement and all that, but I don't want that hassle. So that wall kind of just stay with little pictures and so forth. But I'll figure out another way to put things and see how that goes. So really not much else. So back to you, Steve. The control is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, sorry about the wall there. I'm on Facebook. I strictly use Facebook just for like little groups, like the one of the ham radio groups I'm in, and one of the ones I'm in is called Electrical Wall of Shame, and it's something my son turned me on to. And there's lots of people post a lot of things of, they're mostly electricians, of course, that they've seen that are a little bit questionable and so on, and they'll get quite sarcastic and stuff. But one of them had posted last week it was some sort of basement facility where, you know, it was down below, you know, subcutaneous, and there was quite a few electrical appliances and cabinets and so on. And someone, I don't know what they were boring with, it was like an inch and a half, 2-inch bit. They had bored all the way through whatever was above parking lot or whatever, and come through the roof of this place and right through one of the cabinets, and it was quite a mess. It was a very interesting picture, and I was just thinking about that when you talk about the brick wall between the apartments there. get your neighbor not on your side. Josh, K0JEV, any further comments on that yet, or any interesting stories?
K0JEV, not any interesting stories. I did order a new device that I'm waiting to come in this weekend for the Zoom meetings. I haven't been too happy with the quality of the webcam video that my laptop does, and I have an old HD 1080p video camcorder. It's got a HDMI output, so I ordered a HDMI video capture USB device to plug into a computer so I can use an old camera for the webcam. So I'm waiting for that to come in so I can try that out. I also have a green blanket here I'm trying to see if I can somehow hang down here and use for a makeshift green screen. But other than that, I won't be able to make the Scrams meeting tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I forgot I have a physical therapy appointment. Try and get my leg back in order here so I can start walking right again. But That's about all I have. Everybody have a good night. It's K0JB.
All right, thank you, Josh. NK1B here. Are there any further stations wishing to join the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club? Or are there any further comments before we go on to the second section?
Good evening, and 7-3 all.